shortly after the rapid Republican vote on part of the budget repair bill, Democrats said they were looking at the legality of the move. But they also said part of the focus would turn to removing from office 8 GOP senators who are already the target of recall drives. State Democratic Party spokesman Graham Zielinski says thousands of signatures have been collected on recall petitions. He says last night's vote will help fuel the fire.
People have seen how craven these Republicans are. They see that this has nothing to do with budget, has everything to do with power. They see now that we need to remove these Republicans and have someone who will stand up to Scott Walker and his attack on the middle class.
Zielinski contends there's money to fund the recall drives. Democrats have about 50 days left to collect enough signatures. State labor unions are urging their members to show up for work, but channel their off-hours energies into peaceful demonstrations and the recall push. UW-Milwaukee governmental affairs professor Mordecai Lee says Democrats are motivated.
The emotion of anger is the one that leads to mobilization, and the best example of that is the Tea Party, the way Republican grassroots reacted to Obama's health care law.
Conservatives do have recall drives going against 8 of the 14 Senate Democrats who left the state, and one group is promising new energy and television ads aimed at defeating President Obama in 2012. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.